Good day, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. I'm Leon Goman, and I have the honor and privilege of serving as the town manager for the town of Weston. And this is a special episode of Select Board Rewind because we're talking about the Select Board meeting of October 14th, 2025, and the special town meeting, which occurred the following night, October 15th, 2025. Let's talk about the Select Board meeting first. We started off with interviews for a vacancy on the Permanent Building Committee, and we received two very qualified candidates to present their qualifications to not only the Select Board, but also the school committee as well. So it is a joint appointment. Ultimately, after a discussion in the interviews, they decided to choose David Fixler to fill that vacancy. And I thank Mr. Fixler and all the candidates who were interested in the position for their interest in serving. We appreciate that. The bulk of the conversation, though, at the meeting was meeting with town council to hear about the update for the special act that was passed at the last town meeting to increase the number of select board members from 3 to 5. This past week, the governor signed into law the special act allowing for 3 members to expand to 5 members at the next election, pending a vote of the community in a special election between now and May that confirms the vote of town meeting. So what does that mean? That means that in January 13th, we will be having a special election, which will hear one question. Do you agree with moving from 3 members of the select board to 5? There will be that special election. And then if that passes at the ballot box, then in May, there will be 3 candidates for the select board who will be elected. 2 candidates who will fill a 3-year term and 1 candidate that will fill a 2-year term. So more to come on that. You'll hear some news out of this office about how that process is going to go. There will be mail-in options, of course. There will be early voting options, of course. So there'll be opportunities for great participation in this effort. After that, the select board voted to designate the Weston Observer, our brand new newspaper, as the newspaper of record for the town's legal notices. So moving forward, if you're interested in knowing the business of the town, particularly public hearings and the like, you'll be able to find those notices located within the Weston Observer. We ended the meeting talking about the select board's projects and priorities. I went through a process by which I described the projects and priorities as deemed by the select board with an update on each of those items. If you're interested, please take a look at the video of our meeting that you can find on the town's website or on Weston Media, and you can learn more about all of those items. That concluded the meeting of October 14th. But let's talk about the special town meeting that was held on October 15th. We had a great turnout. Well over 500 people attended. It was a very good discussion of the issues. The articles that were all articles passed. Let me start by saying that. The first 4 articles that were in the consent agenda passed by a large margin. They were budget amendments for the fiscal year 26, as well as some projects that were in there. We re-voted in a technical correction the recreation enterprise budget. So that has been resolved. The town voted to support the update of the housing production plan. So we will be moving towards that implementation as well. And the final item under the consent agenda was a technical correction as deemed necessary by the Attorney General's office to the Wetland and Floodplain Protection District bylaw that was adopted at the last town meeting. All of those articles passed by a very large margin. But we got to the main event and the reason for the special town meeting, and that is the MBTA Communities 3A zoning. As we've been talking about this issue for the past couple of years at this point, and a new compliance plan was brought forward that has been supported unanimously by the planning board, by the select board, and the finance committee. And ultimately, after a long debate, a long discussion, hearing from both sides of the discussion, it passed with a vote of 387 to 86. That's about 82% in favor of the bill. And I just want to say to the people who worked very hard on this, that we appreciate all the hard work that was done in getting to this point in time. It was not an easy road. At times, I had my doubts that we were going to get across the finish line, but it was a lot of hard work, and I commend all of the parties on all sides for a good discussion, and that we have clear guidance from the community how to move forward. So thank you. On Article 6 was related to the 3A, and that was the modification of the development agreement with Boston Properties, basically helping to make the 3A plan work for Zone A under the compliance plan. And that passed with a pretty large margin as well, 332 to 28, which is a 92% in favor. So again, we thank the people who worked on that deal, the select board, the planning board, as well as the folks at Boston Properties for being a partner in this with us. We then went to the earth removal bylaw amendment, and the earth removal bylaw amendment also passed by a very large margin, 264 to 18, which is about a 94% in favor. And that made some technical corrections to that earth removal bylaw. And then the final article was the supporting the preservation of the 55 Church Street train depot. It was a citizen's petition, and they were seeking the remaining balance of a previously approved article that was designated by the select board for preservation and exploration of that building. The monies were transferred by this vote from the town to a local nonprofit, the Friends of the Weston Depot, who are going to be continuing the efforts of reviewing the feasibility of reuse of that building. And that passed by a large margin as well. Those are the items that were adopted and passed at the special town meeting. As always, if you ever have any questions, please feel free to email me at the town manager's office in Weston. And I hope that you have a wonderful day. Thank you.